Records now.
Capital 263.
Oh, that was so embarrassing. That was so embarrassing.
Really?
Okay, great. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Dion. I am the host, and this is Tech Knowledge, a podcast brought to you by Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it. And I'm joined, of course, by some other dude.
Oh, wow. Yeah, by the other dude. He means me, Garrett and I. I know the reason why he's you're probably listening to this. Not for TCAP.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, but you're listening to me because I bring on the hard facts. I bring on the tech news. You are here for the tech news. And I'm the reason why you're here. Thank you. Yeah. What?
I bring the tech discussion.
Shout out to Brian, by the way, for the support. Yeah, the guys who are supporting, like giving feedback. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yes, of course. We'd love your feedback, guys. And look, you know, one thing for sure is a podcast is a conversation. And we love to hear from our listeners on what they think on the topics. So feel free at any moment to tell us how you feel.
Yeah, whether you're listening on iTunes, Iono, is it Iono, right?
Iono, that's I-O-N-O dot F-M.
Iono.fm.
/C/2975.
Or from Facebook or Instagram. Yeah, if you get the links, just feel free to slide into our inboxes, DMs, you know, whatever you cool kids call it these days.
On Twitter, you can always tweet at me and follow me. I love that.
Yeah. So just give feedback what you think about the podcast, potential people interested in interviews and other things.
Sure, yeah. Yes. We'd love to do that. And yes, before we even get into it, I felt like I need to make this a thing. Really? I don't like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Who's that?
Neil deGrasse Tyson is a black scientist. He is essentially the face of science right now. He, like, okay, you know Bill Nye, the science dude?
Yeah.
He's like, he's more of a, like, okay, sure, he is a scientist, but then he's more of like, what, a media guy. He has shows and stuff. Neil deGrasse Tyson is an actual scientist. He actually worked as a scientist. But then now he's had this whole media thing where he feels like he should represent science. And, you know, he sounds like a smart guy, but he's just so obnoxious. This conversation would be much more interesting if you knew Neil deGrasse
Tyson. So you feel like he doesn't really have the right to to represent the whole science?
No, he can't. It's just that he does it in a way that feels like imagine if I just decided from nowhere to go into Hollywood and I became super famous and I decided I am representing all anime-less watchers. And I become the face of anime. It'll be funny, yeah, but then it'll be, like, everything I say will be questionable because people will now look at me and think every single anime dude is like this dude.
Oh,
that's what he does. He makes science feel like, yeah.
Well, I'm not really much of a science. Wait, I am a science guy. I'm just not, you know, in the same.
That is actually a really cool quote, though. Huh? I am a science guy.
Yeah, I am a science guy.
Believe me, I am a science guy. I am a science guy.
We shouldn't make jokes about that. He actually said something similar to that, so yeah.
He
said he got very good genes. His uncle was a professor at MIT. You know what? No Trump. Let's talk.
All right,
let's talk about Zimbabwe. Tell me what's happening in tech today.
So EcoCash users. I have news for you. Not necessarily EcoCash users, but fellow Zimbabweans. All right, so, like 5 years ago, Econet introduced EcoCash. You know, at first it was a gimmick or didn't catch on, but now, like 5 years later, Econet recently revealed that, no, actually the government revealed that Econet has monopolized about 90% of all mobile cash transactions.
90%.
Yeah.
And they reached the $1 billion mark recently. We talked about it in a previous episode.
Yeah. Which it might seem weird. It might seem weird. Then you put into play the factor that the other 10% is owned by the government. Net One and Telcel. Telcel. Net One is fully owned by the government.
One Wallet, is it?
Yeah, One Wallet. Called? Then Telcel, what's it?
Telecash.
Yeah, Telecash, which is...
Because that is so original.
Then 60% of it is owned by the government. So, I don't know, the government is kind of complaining since it relies on this. Like, why are you doing this to us? Cash.
Yeah, but capitalism and all, right?
Yeah.
So, what's the bad news exactly with the limits?
What? Oh, the limits. Oh, yeah. Because
it is bad news.
All right. So, then, for the EcoCash users, people that are using EcoCash, that is pretty much... Everyone transacting, or like 90% of people transacting. Yeah. So
that's basically everyone.
Yeah. So 9 people out of 10, basically.
That is right.
So EcoCash recently announced that it reduced its total amount for its MasterCard transactions. For example, you're no longer gonna be able to send more than $200 from the $400 international limit. Then, if you're sending cash or buying something from a country with a weaker currency than the US dollars, for example, SA, you're only going to be able to send like $50.
So that's just $50.
Yeah.
Ah, that is horrible.
So I don't know why they did this per se. I think is it to stop? It almost seems as if they did that to kind of hinder people from buying things internationally.
But I think it's more of a situation where, like, not to get to economicsy, but then it's something to do with the fact that they don't want foreign, like the US dollar, to leave the country, because that would be a bad thing.
I guess. But no, people, yeah, I know. Although they did that, it also puts people at a disadvantage, because this is just the way it is. Countries with currencies that are usually weaker than the US dollars, in most cases, have cheaper goods.
Yes. And that's why, like, when we have lots of dollars and we go to other countries, we are, like, super powerful.
Yeah. If you go to South Africa, if you go to India, if you go to China. So, basically, nerds, my fellow nerds, people who buy tech a lot, those guys who buy graphics cards, GPUs.
Yeah, these are $300, $200 graphics cards. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, you're no longer going to be able to buy that. Just buy like second-hand GTX 1030.
So this also counts for online transactions, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think that's the worst, that's the worst thing, because a lot of people rely on online purchases to, make...
Yeah, because people,
and, now they can't.
Not just the tech world in general. Like, people in general, the lack of quality goods in Zimbabwe, they're being sold for highly inflated.
Yeah. We did talk about that in the last episode
we did. Like, they're being sold for super high prices.
Also like the problem of availability more than anything.
Exactly. Like, so now people are. We're buying stuff internationally, and this kind of hinders them from doing it. It actually puts sort of a barrier.
Does it also, what about sending money? I'm thinking. Because Western Union just said, like, you can send money to your loved ones. I saw the little sign in their offices the other day.
Yeah, I think you can still send. But the fact is, there's still a limit.
On how much you can send?
Yeah.
Per month?
Yeah, I'm not really sure about the specific... number. That's the thing. Zimbabwean numbers. Let me look for it. But it's going to be a while. Never mind.
So, I mean, yeah. But I think at this rate, we should try and look for a plan B, I'm guessing. Because my idea would be the best thing to do is, like, if you know someone who is outside of the country who might have extra cash, they could, like, if you wanted to buy a graphics card, for example, and I think I know someone who wanted to buy a graphics card, but they now can't. You could just get someone from abroad to do it for you. Then you send them the money in like monthly installments.
Which is bad.
Which is horrible. Like, it just makes it more difficult. You're adding middlemen into the issue, and it's an unnecessary hassle. But then, like, well, in this situation, it's kind of needed.
Yeah. What would send money to registered cash customer?
And it's just horrible like that.
Monthly, or the monthly transaction limit is $1,000.
Oh, monthly is $1,000.
Oh, no, the daily is $1,000. Then,
the monthly is $250?
Yeah, for all customers. What?
So, daily is $1,000 and monthly is $250.
No, this is daily and monthly transaction limits. Transaction, not debit cards transaction, then monthly transaction limit is 3,000. Then debit card limit, monthly transaction is $400. Then local transaction limit on daily, like local in Zimbabwean, is 5,000. Then local monthly is 10,000. Then linked bank accounts monthly, daily is 5,000. Monthly is 20,000, which makes sense in a way.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I think that's better, much better, because, you know, the whole 250 a month thing just made no sense to me. I felt like that was just like unattainable. Like, you, how do you live? It's like saying, well, Gary, today your daily limit on how much food you can buy per day is a dollar.
Yeah, but then these are transactions, not purchases. So yeah, you're gonna be sending to somebody out there, not buying from a website or anything. So if you have, doesn't matter, you have 10,000 or 100,000 or 100 million in your MasterCard. The only thing you're ever gonna be doing is buy $200 worth of goods at a time.
Jesus, that is horrible.
And $400 limit per month.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So tell us what you think. I mean, well, I think a lot of people would be just pissed by this. I don't even know if I want to ask.
Yeah, people were pissed. Remember the other day, a friend of ours, Ali, was complaining that he wanted to buy a gaming PC.
Yeah, now he can't.
Now he can't. So, yeah, it is what it is. Speaking of problems in Zimbabwe,
there's more. I didn't know there was more. I actually had good news, but okay, let's go. Let's finish off the bad news and then we'll come back to the good news.
Well, it's not like in Zimbabwe we ever have good news.
We do. Oh, we have fantastic news.
All right. All right. I feel like this is weird. the weird thing. All right. The ruling party.
Okay, fine. You seem not to have your composure. It's quite comical, people. Like, yeah, I know it's politics and serious politics, but this is actually quite interesting. The ruling party of the country, ZANU-PF, had their website hacked. And for a very short period of time, about a day or so, you could basically see pictures of pirated movies from Despicable Me, Cars 3, and Logan. And even, and I kid you not, pornographic pictures. So if you're online at the right time, you could watch porn on the ZANU-PF website.
They took it down.
Yeah, they took it down.
They had to do damage control, but it was too late.
Well, yeah,
in this day and age, there's nothing you can do. As long as people have taken screenshots of whatever you're doing, it's too late for you.
Yeah, because the screenshots are everywhere now. Like, if you just screenshot ZANU-PF there's a screenshot of ZANU-PF on Google, and it's like, literally, the first three things that come up are like, membership application, contact us, and then Logan 2017 movie online.
Well, the website itself is very vulnerable. They used WordPress 4.7, and it's very outdated. So anyone knows
they're using WordPress.
Yes, and they're still doing and it's vulnerable to a lot of plugins. Basically, anyone with okay hacking skills can get away with it.
Inspect Element
with okay, not even like penetration. I think they should have used penetration testers.
There was talk that was actually a bunch of bots like playing with websites. Like, it wasn't someone actually hacking into the website. That's actually possible.
Yeah,
could be bots. Could I don't know if that's bots. Worse that your website is hacked by a bot.
Could be bots. Yeah. Oh yeah, this also brings into play another interesting thing.
Another one.
Another, but it's international. All right. So before I start, I think they should update their security, you know, put more security measures. Obviously, it could be espionage or somebody.
Cyberbullying. I mean, yeah,
not
cyber war.
I don't want to make this fairly political, but then this is the political scene. It's all a matter of making your opponent look bad. So it could be someone from the opposition party, someone with an agenda, pretty much anyone with decent hacking skills.
Could be a 14-year-old Russian kid.
Yes. Speaking of hacking, wait, this is going to take some time. Cry Hero.
Please wait, as these are technical difficulties.
No, because I forgot the guy's name. All right. So this is interesting. I just found this out. WannaCry hero Marcus
Hatchkins. Oh, yes, I heard about this story.
40 years in U.S. prison.
Yes, I heard about that story. I didn't really read through it because I thought it was ridiculous, but I did hear about it.
All right, so the guy who basically came up with the way to stop WannaCry, Marcus Hatchkins. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, it's Marcus Hutchins, yeah.
Oh my. Who saved NHS from the cyber Guardian. Criminals, you know, could face a maximum of 40 years in U.S. federal prison. All right, so the guy was arrested by the FBI recently in connection to creating a Trojan virus. So it seems like the guy who stopped WannaCry in
the accidental hero, as he's being called,
is actually a villain.
Wow. Which top 10 anime betrayals.
Which really makes it questionable. Wait, what's the name of the Trojan? It's Trojan what? There's a specific name for this Trojan.
Did he make it on his own, or is it like a well-known thing, or what? He made it. He's the creator of the...
No, it's a Trojan virus that's used to rob
banks
online.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did he use it, is the question.
I don't know. No, it's not about him using it. It's about him being the one who made it.
So okay, I get it.
Which kind of makes this interesting. If he's the one who made this bank robbing Trojan virus, could he be the one who made WannaCry?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. Because, look, when the people who make these things, the people who... But why would he make it only to... Why? Well, why would he make it only to stop it?
Fame?
He is 23, but I still don't think that's possible. Like, there's too much that needs to be thought out before we could, like...
Yeah, you could say...
I mean, it's a conspiracy and it's stupid, then...
It's called the Kronos Trojan. Anyways...
So, like, a villain in a game or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. These viruses have weird names.
I personally like it. I like the names. I think the name's great.
No, the thing is, same way the guys that make antiviruses make the viruses themselves, it's the same way that, well, it might make sense. Because if you make WannaCry, the guys that made WannaCry already made cash, you know. Like, they only put the ransom up for a couple of days, but then in those couple of days, companies could not wait. No, as they were halted for making any transactions,
people paid.
Yeah. So either way, I don't know. Maybe he could have affiliations with the organization, or he was just really genuinely trying to help out. We'll never know. But
I think he just made, like, a lot of hackers usually just make malware for fun. Like, it's just a fun activity. Then, you know. But yeah, when you're making malware that's specifically used to rob banks, it stops becoming an activity and it starts becoming like criminal and questionable.
I guess. Like, I still remember a couple of years ago at school, somebody made a malware that would just make your DVD drive open, close, open, close.
That's not really malware, but it's kind of fun. It's not hard to make, actually. It's just a few command prompts.
Well, it was funny because while people, you know, how people like free stuff, movies, series, and everything.
Yeah,
that's what he did. So he would give you his flash right away. And yeah, it never affected me because, well, I had my PC in lockdown, but other people were not so fortunate.
Yeah, I mean, that's just... But I guess Zimbabweans are the most fortunate people right now because Questa Free Sports is here. We finally have it. But it's only on the official app and it's zero rated on Econet. Well, it is free, Questa Free Sports. But anyways, it's not on... It's official. Econet have, like, verified that, yes, Questa Free Sports will be available for all Econet subscribers for free, or quote-unquote zero-rated, and it's now finally here in Zimbabwe. They announced this on their Facebook page. I was about to say on their Econet page. On their Facebook page. And, yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this. But it's only on the app. It's not going to be available on satellite TV just yet.
That is good. That is a nice benefit for people that are using Econet. for those people that said Iker Casillas is useless, hey, they steal cash, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Maybe this is another reason for you guys to change to Iconet.
Yes, yes. And I definitely, I don't know. I don't know if, I mean, okay, I'm already using Iconet, but how many people do you know that don't use Iconet?
How many people do I know that don't use Iconet?
Yes.
Well, in my social circle, there are not a lot of them, but still, it is weird. It is weird to see that, to consider the fact that there are people who are still not using it yet.
I think Econet's monopoly is one of the strongest that I've ever personally seen ever since Windows. Windows' monopoly on operating systems, at least in the tech world. It's such a very strong one, and it's unique because I don't think there's any other country where one mobile operator like dominates the way Econet are doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really weird in a way. I mean, in other countries, obviously they dominate. Or in other sectors, they're companies that dominate. But then, in a country whereby one company dominates the mobile communication, the banking sector, and also Stewart Bank, which is also owned by Iker Casillas, is also making.
Everyone has a Stewart Bank account these days.
Exactly. So, which shows that Econet is making a lot of effort and is actually growing. But maybe it's just a lack of good competition or something. But then
probably.
They're doing a lot. I respect that.
So yeah, we're not very sure. We're not very sure if right now they've said that what you can watch on it is the NBA Africa game. That is something that's certainly going to be. You're going to be able to watch it with the Quest of Free Sports app, the NBA Africa game live. And yes, we did speak about what's going to be available on Quest of Free Sports. That did include the Premier League. So we are expecting to... So yeah, you'll basically be able to watch the Premier League for free on the sports app, which I think is a big, big deal. Yeah, it's a very big deal for a lot of...
And it's all coming for free. So yeah, that's really good.
So yeah, I want to see how this goes, and hopefully we'll see when it comes up for satellite. If it does, you'll hear it from here first. And yes, we'll be looking forward to that. Yes, we'll be the first to report it. We will be the first to report it.
Yeah, that's good, I guess. You're supposed to say something.
What was I supposed to say? Mozilla. There's going to be a lot of cutting this today. Are you tired of Share It?
No.
Because if you're tired of Share It, Mozilla have introduced an app called Send. Yes, there's another app that you can use to send files around. And it's called Send. Basically, it allows you to send files as large as 1 gigabyte.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
Wow.
I'm actually getting tired of Share It. I feel like it's not as good as it should be.
It's good. No, but the fact is it's good compared to other alternatives.
Yes.
Wi-Fi Direct is almost as fast as Share It. But then the fact that it takes some weird tangling to connect. Sometimes.
And some phones don't have it.
Yeah, and it's not compatible with all phones. That's what's annoying.
Yeah.
Or NFC. NFC is not... Some phones don't have NFC. So there are a lot of complications. Bluetooth 5.0 is very fast, but then... Most
How many people have Bluetooth 5.0? Yeah, that's another thing. But yeah, I'm really hoping, like, you know, for most things, we need competition. Econet need competition. Share It needs competition. We need like a competing app that can actually, you know, be reliable. Because like you look at Share It and there's not much happening. All they do is use Share It to try and, you know, promote their other apps that they have, like Clone It and Listen It. And
yeah.
I really don't like that. Clean It Up. What a silly name, though.
But hey, they did something good, I guess. No, but we have to say it is a good application for what it does.
No, it is. It is definitely a good application. But then, it just needs to get better.
Oh yeah, you're never satisfied.
Me?
Yes.
I am satisfied. Which app? Like, WhatsApp is great. I mean, I have no complaints for WhatsApp. Like, none at all. Like, I feel like it's a good app. They make great improvements and things are moving in the right direction. And I know this is random, but I read that Google almost bought Snap for $30 billion a few years ago.
Yeah, I didn't
What an interesting story.
Oh yeah, speaking of
just Google. Imagining Snapchat on the, in the same history as Allo and Duo in the corners of the internet. Which would have been funny.
They would have probably tried to incorporate it into the Android OS somehow.
That would have been nice. Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Google also recently announced that it's going to be sort of making social network feature that similarly works to like Snapchat.
Is this going to be on Google Plus or is it a new thing altogether?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a new thing altogether, I bet.
Google.
And they'll abandon it after like 4 months.
Google and social networks do not have a really good history.
Google and good Google make good projects, then they sort of get tired of them and they try something new. They always do that. I never understand why.
Oh, that's Google for you. Google is like, that. Never mind. That's what's going to be offside.
Say it. Say it, Gary. Just say it. Like, look, dude. If anything, we can just cut it out. Okay.
Speaking of Google, let's talk about the Google Pixel 2. Stop being weird.
I need to breathe because I would lose it. I would literally lose it if. Okay, so the Pixel was Google's flagship phone that they released last year. An amazing device that was meant to compete with the iPhone and the Galaxy series. It was a great phone. The biggest disappointment that it had was that it didn't have waterproofing. But apart from that fantastic phone, it had a headphone jack, and their whole marketing campaign, I think we talked about it as well, was how they have a headphone jack when the iPhone 7 doesn't. And it was so awesome.
Yeah.
And now we're hearing that the Pixel 2 will not have an iPhone jack.
But I heard that but previously, like a month ago, I think it was Austin Evans or
MKBHD.
Yeah, who announced that it might have a headphone jack.
No,
it was actually Android Authority.
My sources are from the leaks that came out for the people who make the covers for the phone.
Oh.
There was no headphone jack hole, basically. And yeah, we're seeing renderings of it that seem to be very, very reliable, that are all showing that the phone will probably not have headphone jacks, which is terrible.
So that means USB Type-C headphones.
Basically. Wow. I was trying to convince myself that maybe that would be a good thing or it might be interesting. And honestly, I couldn't. I just sat there and I thought, no, I need my headphone jack.
I honestly wonder in the tech world sometimes whereby a feature is really good, it's working, then the following year they completely remove it, like the absence of ports from the MacBooks.
Yeah, that's another thing.
The
yeah.
absence of the headphone jack, you know.
And, I mean, look, people will say that, oh, you know, Dion, Gary, these things are acquainted, we can't use them anymore, but this is not like the floppy jack. This is actually like important tools
exactly
that we use every day. Like we wouldn't be able to record this podcast without a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack right now.
Yeah,
you know,
but they're doing away with that because it's archaic apparently. But hey,
I don't know. And another problem is that like, look, I'm thinking of this as an African because I know that in America and in Europe, if they make the phones without headphone jacks, people will make the device, will make the headphones and the earphones with the USB Type-C and Lightning very quickly, and you'll be able to get one very easily. But what about here in Africa? Will you be able to go to, like here in Zimbabwe, would you be able to go to the shop and say, I want a USB-C headphone for my
Pixel 2. Have USB Type-C in Zimbabwe yet.
I've yet to see a device that's USB Type-C here in Zimbabwe yet. Like, I've yet to see one.
You see,
even like a cable, I've yet to see it. So I'm worried that if they do that, like I wouldn't be able to buy this, and a lot of people here wouldn't be able to buy this.
So there's so many problems coming from this.
We'll just have to see how this goes. And another stupid thing I'm hearing about it is that it might have a price increase.
Yeah, 1,000 euros.
€1,000. That's just
Yeah, yeah, wow. that's a trend amongst phones. I mean, the SA did a price increase. It all started with the iPhone.
No, I can understand the S8 because the S8, look, if you look at the phone, it feels like an increase. Compare the S8 to the S7.
Yeah.
There is an increase. This phone looks like the Pixel 1. There is literally very little difference. It still has bezels. The back camera is still a single lens. It's not a dual camera like the iPhone 7 and the OnePlus 5. It's still a single lens. Like, there's no real big, there's nothing that you look at the phone and say, wow, this is a huge, it's incremental.
Yeah, we might have to see from the final version of this phone.
I hope this is wrong. That's what the matter is. I hope this is wrong.
And, oh yeah, another phone that's coming for €1,000 is the Note 8. So basically
the Note 8.
It's like a beefy version of the S8. Yeah,
will it explode is the question?
Really? I've always had this argument that the S series is not really the in my eyes, the S series is not the actual flagship for Samsung. It's the Note series.
The Note series. Yeah. Why do you say that? Do you think because of the size?
No, they always push it to the limit with the Note series. They always put, you know, like, I feel like those things they're scared to do with the S series.
They put it on the Note. Exactly. Like, as a, like an experimental. I think I get what you're saying. Yeah. Even the bezels. The Note always had better bezels than the S series.
The bezels, the leather textures, everything like that. The super specs, the displays, the cameras, everything. They always bump them up on the Note series. So that's what I'm saying. The Note series is the ultimate flagship from Samsung.
Yeah, because the Note series the Note 8 would be the phone that competes with the Pixel XL2.
And the coming iPhone.
The iPhone, yes, the big version. What is it? I don't know what it's going to be called.
Let's just call it the 10th year iPhone.
The 10th year iPhone, the big version. Because they're going to make a big vision in this
movie. Yeah, they're going to go all out with this one. So we have heard. Yes. So we have heard. It's going to be big. Winter's coming. Wait, winter's here.
Winter's here. And yeah, like,
the iPhone is actually coming out very soon.
Yes, yes, it is. That's why
I found, month or two, right?
Yes, that's why I feel like let's talk about that right now. About the new iPhone, because we've left it out for too long. And I think it's about time that we talked about it. Yeah. So on Reddit, if anyone knows Reddit, great site. If you don't know Reddit, it's basically the social network side. There is apparently, and this is all just, you know, words, rumors and everything because it's an anonymous site. There is a Foxconn insider on Reddit who was giving out leaks. Very sensational leaks. But if this person turns out to be true, it will be very interesting. Very, very interesting.
I think I feel like people know about the iPhone, the upcoming iPhone and its rumored features and how they change the camera and literally just put it facing down.
Portrait, basically.
Portrait.
Think of it like that. Like if the iPhone 7 Plus had a...
And the fingerprint sensor at the back. I don't know what they're thinking, but it looks ugly.
They're not going to do that.
Hopefully.
But they're not going to do that. They're not putting the fingerprint sensor at the back. They're removing Touch ID from the latest iPhone.
Oh, wow.
Like, altogether, no fingerprint scanner at all. What they're replacing it with is something that they might be calling Face ID. So, like, an iris scanner kind of facial thingy that my phone already has. But, you know, well, when Apple does it, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they might be bringing that in replace. But here's the interest, something that very much interested me. I don't know what you think about it. They've been trying to like adapt Touch ID onto the power button.
Well, other phones have done that.
Who's done that so far?
Whereby the home button doubles as the power sensor.
Not the home button.
No, like the side power. Exactly. Sony has done that before. Sony has done that. What Oppo has done that. Dude, oh, but this is Apple.
You. This is Apple. When Apple does it, it's the first time. You heard? No, but yeah, seriously, that is interesting. And we're also hearing this thing about them putting what they call promotion. Wow. If you know what promotion is.
Promotion.
I think it's basically the phone will be working at 120 hertz.
Oh.
Yes. That is basically
what they did with the new iPads.
Yeah. It'll be like working, the screen will refresh fast, in other words. That means it'll be the animations will be more slick. And you know, when you open an app, it'll look more, you know? That's basically it. But then yeah, I think that'll be interesting.
Okay, I genuinely appreciate the promotion feature, but everything else. We just know, you know, it's basically going to come with the Apple basics. Better camera.
Apparently, it's going to have glass. It's going to be made of glass and stainless steel.
That's another. Stainless steel?
Yes, stainless steel.
This time?
Yep.
Wow.
And 5.8-inch display. That's also something that has been talked about.
With Infinity Edges, we've heard.
Nope.
Well, they're not putting them.
Okay, so then this is where the rumors.
It's going to have
Infinity. This is where the rumors get interesting. Apparently, they might release 3 editions of the phone. Now, the names, it's all up in the air. We don't know what name they're going to give it to them. It could be the 8, it could be the X, it could be the 10. But what we do know is that they might be releasing 3 phones.
And they're overpriced.
Of course, but then 3 phones.
But we know that they're going to be overpriced.
No, dude, shut up. The iPhone edition, which will sort of be like a pro version of the phone, that one might have an infinity bezel. Then there'll be the iPhone 7S or the iPhone X or the iPhone, whatever they call it, which will like be your standard iPhone. Yeah. And of course, the iPhone X Plus or 7S Plus or whatever they call it. The Plus version, the one that competes with the Note 8.
Okay, makes sense.
Very interesting pictures out there of what it will look like. And yeah.
Basically looks like a Note.
Yes, but then it's Apple and it's a Nokia. I mean, it's an iPhone. So yes, very interesting. We're going to look at that. Another interesting rumor that came out was that we might see an updated version of the iPhone SE. You don't know what the SE is.
I know what it is. The budget iPhone.
Not really, but okay.
Yeah, it was a budget iPhone.
Okay, fine, sure. Why not?
No, it was like the iPhone. It was like the iPhone 6S in the body of the iPhone 5,
basically.
For a lower price.
Yes. That's what
so
it was.
The budget iPhone, but the 5C was the real budget phone.
Wow, that phone was amazing. Although it was more expensive,
it was cheaper. The 5C.
5C was 439. The SE was 299.
Oh,
yep.
No, like, but the 5C
and the 5C
came
had
first.
Worse specs at the time.
Yeah, it came first.
Yes, but I'm saying it had worse specs at the time than what the SE has, like now.
Yeah, but it was expensive, but it was still cheaper than the iPhone, the iPhone 5S, which was 600.
Yeah. That was a good phone.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. And officially goodbye to the iPhone 5. It's not going to be getting the new iOS 11 update.
Because iOS 11 is 64-bit only.
Yeah.
So yes, if you have an iPhone 5,
sell it.
Good. Say goodbye to
it. Throw it away. We're talking about you.
Bury it or something.
The way people are struggling to get iPhones these days. People are selling their consoles.
I don't get it, guys. Just get a Motorola and be happy, okay?
But hey, if you want to be one of the cool guys, do it. Do it. Why not? Just do it.
Just do it like Nike, because Tim Cook is the board of directors on both Nike and Apple. Oh, wow.
Serious?
Yep.
Wow.
That
explains why Nike is also evil.
Yeah, so that's what's happening. So yes, let us know what you think of the rumors. Those are as far as we know. And we'll be curious to hear from you. If you want to hear more about that, just check reddit.com/Apple. You'll see a lot more rumors, very interesting rumors about the new iPhone and the like. But yeah, I mean, we're really looking forward to it. There's even a picture that has been verified. It looks horrible, but then yes, it's apparently what's out there.
I hate Apple. I'm just saying.
You hate apples?
Apple.
Speaking about food, McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's have been looking to automate their industry, basically. Automate their restaurants. Would it be fair to call them a restaurant? It's more like a fast food outlet.
Yeah, they're not restaurants. They're fast food outlets.
So yes, they want to reduce the number of employees they have by at least 30% in the next few years.
How's that a good thing?
I don't know. I don't get to interact with people when I buy a burger. I don't know.
And no, automation. That means less pubic hair in your food also.
Yeah, and you, like, you can't piss off a machine, can you? Well, you can, but, well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But yeah, this is what's happening. We did talk about this earlier about, you know, automation and stuff.
Yeah, Amazon.
Amazon, exactly. And this is also happening in, you know, McDonald's. So people, if you ever had ambitions to work at McDonald's,
nobody has.
Now is the time to change.
I feel like people are slowly losing jobs to AI.
Oh, no, it's not even slowly. It's happening rapidly. Yeah, it's
rapidly.
My biggest fear isn't even like fast food outlets or anything. My biggest fear is actually truck drivers.
Oh, yeah, automated trucks are coming.
Yeah, that is the scariest one. Because how many truck drivers exist like in the US? How many truck drivers?
A lot.
We're automating that. And what's happening? People are playing American Truck Simulator instead.
Yeah, and the other thing that's also happening is that, well, I forgot where the source, where, specific source where I got this this information. But according to that article that I read, like in the next 2 decades or 3 decades, about 300,000 or 400,000 people are going to lose 300,000 or 304,000 types of what occupations are going to disappear because of automation.
That seems likely. That's why there's been a lot of talk recently in news about a basic income guarantee or like some sort of living wage or something, like where the government literally gives you X amount of money each month, like, you know, to make sure that you have something, even though you won't have a job, because, well, a lot of people, like, we're reaching the time where not everyone can even get a job.
Yeah, AI is getting smarter and smarter. Like, yeah, last week, the whole Facebook AI thing.
Yeah.
Whereby Facebook had to shut down its AI because it had created its own language.
That can happen. It's actually true. It's not a joke.
And what's creepy is that the AI had created the language so that the developers couldn't understand the AI communicating.
That was just bad programming, to be honest.
Like the way that, you know, you created me, but I'm going to create a language so that you won't understand and monitor me. That's creepy. That's really
That
creepy.
Is the most dangerous thing about AI. It's not really about the robots who will be like, I'm tired of you.
It's,
like, they it's won't
unpredictable.
Get,
like,
it no, gets, it's not even that. It's like, it's not like the problem with AI today is that they're going to like rise up and say, I hate humans. You guys have been enslaving me. No. It's just that kind of sense where you will program a computer to say, do whatever it takes to deliver this pizza. And if it has to nuke the whole world and like start bombing everyone it will. And that's the scariest part about AI.
Oh, yeah. Which also brings up another article. In Japan, an AI was made to traverse a puzzle. Like, it was a maze, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then, like, it was told, find the fastest way to, like, get out of this maze.
I bet it
at first, no, at first, it was following the maze.
Yeah.
Then found another alternative path which was faster. That was the second. Then, like, as time went on, you know what it did?
What?
It
basically made its own way.
It made its own way.
You see, that's the problem. Like, but people, let's not be a bunch of luddites. Let's welcome our AI lords and just accept them for who they are.
Let's be submissive.
Yeah, let's be submissive.
But the fact is, AI is really smart. It's getting smart these days. And it's creepy that we have these things on our phones. What if they're already collecting information on us? What if,
you know, yeah. Like, what if Cortana is just giving information to Microsoft, but also saying, I'll just keep this information just in case.
Yeah. That's weird.
It's very weird.
But who never knows? We'll never know.
Who never knows?
Yeah, we will never know.
Who never knows? Yes, guys, who never knows?
Who never knows?
Gary, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. My name is Hugo the Slump God. Or you can go to our podcast page, which is Tech Knowledge Podcast. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Podcast.
Tech Knowledge.
Tech Knowledge Podcast.
It's Tech Knowledge FM on FM. Twitter and on Facebook. That's where you can find the podcast. If you want to find me for some reason and follow me, I guess, I am Dion Spring. I am Dion Spring. You should totally follow me. Follow Gary. like, subscribe and stuff. And yeah.
Good day.
Good day to you too, sir. This is the end of the podcast.
And now. Capital 263.